As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for the continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Hey, what is up, everyone? Annyeong, ni hao, konnichiwa. You're listening to Asian Pop Stop on CILU Radio 102.7 FM. And I am your host, Sinthair. Let's get this party started. What do you say? Our first artist for today goes by the name of Say, S-A-A-Y. She is a Korean indie R&B singer-songwriter. And she recently had a new release that really caught my ear, so to speak, called, actually, I don't even know how I can possibly pronounce this. It's Z-G-Z-G. Zugzug? Maybe it's meant to just be read as letters. In any case, though, I love this song, and I absolutely love the music video that goes with it. You know, she has incredible performing talent and just also ridiculous charisma. You know, you can, if you watch her music video, you can see that. I'll make sure to put it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AsianPopStop, where you can see playlists of all the songs I play on today's show, as well as all past and future shows. All right, so Say is, you know, I feel like is just a really talented performer overall, and I feel like this song, while it's different from stuff she's done in the past, she's usually done more like softer R&B stuff. This is completely different, and I love it. I hope she makes more music like this. You know, I love her R&B stuff, but this too, also, wow. Let's give it a listen. This is Say with ZGZG.
Join, obsolescence out of control. 난 눈치 보지 말고 따뜻해 don't they burn it out. 타고난 건 어디 안 가. 이게 나인 걸 어떡해. Let's get started. 다 같이 Friday. Yeah. Are you ready to burn?
That was Say with ZGZG. Here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Cynthia. Wow, what an awesome song. I love it, I love it, I love it. That, you know, such a great, well, just, I love every part of that song. I love the build-up to the chorus. I love the chorus itself, you know, where how she, you know, sings the chorus, the jung jiggy jung, with that sort of hush type voice and stuff like that, as well as the rap bridge at the very end of the song. Really, you know, it's just a really great song overall. Let's talk about high energy. I love it. Fantastic. I you know, she's not very well known. I hope that she becomes more well known in the future, because I mean, she makes some really good stuff. Our next artist is the South Korean super popular boy band NCT 127. They recently have been doing a lot of promotions in the US. They've been on a number of big talk shows and TV shows, and they are the first Asian artist featured by Apple Music, and what else? There's a lot of things I'm trying to remember now. They performed on Jimmy Kimmel recently. They are just, they're really, making waves, and it's no wonder. They're incredibly talented, when it comes to, well, just about everything. And so we're going to hear two songs off a new album that they just released, which is called We Are Superhuman. Two songs we're going to hear are the first track off the album, Highway to Heaven, which is sort of a pop number that to me is in some ways reminiscent of something kind of, I'm not sure what decade to place it in. I mean, it's not like a super retro song, but something about it to me has sort of this kind of retro feel to it that I like. I think you'll like it too. And the next song was track two on the album. It's a title track, Superhuman. And this is a really fun, upbeat pop dance track that I'm sure you're going to love. It also has an incredible music video, like the cinematography and the, especially the visual effects, like the CGI and stuff, is just insane. You know, you should you should check it out, because, you know, I mean, if you haven't watched a lot of Korean pop music videos, you might not be aware of, you know, how many of them are so well made with such high production quality. I've always felt like, you know, Korean pop music videos have been a step ahead of pretty much every other country when we're looking at, like, mainstream music videos on average. And this is certainly no exception to that. I think if you check it out, you should see what I mean. Without any further ado, though, let's give it a listen. This is NCT 127 with Highway to Heaven and Superhuman.
I'll be there. 연인 변인 너에게로 뭘 기다리고 있어 저 하늘에 소리쳐 그게 어디든 우리는 될 수 있어 Now we fly to the sky 영원한 담을 make you high 따라와 look Skirt처럼 바로 우린 직진 실수해도 돼 그저 repeat 될 때까지 부딪혀봐 like this 한계는 없어 we limit this
가끔씩 난막해질 듯 별일도 아니란 듯이 이 방식대로 고인지 기본 아침이 떠오르듯이 기름이 오져 반드시
아침 비슷해 wake up 우린 지금 어제선 사람들의 기준은 break up 이건 dangerous but 너란 보석을 찾기 위한 내린 girl
너무 완벽한 moonlight 나를 넘어서 네 밤
yeah.
Oh 나의 제게로 hurry up 어디로든 떠나보는 거야
자꾸 멀리서 찾지 마 네 맘속 새로운 you want you
Was NCT 127 with Superhuman. Before that, we heard Highway to Heaven also by NCT 127 here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. Wow. What a dynamite song. Wouldn't you agree? I thought you would. So that is the title track, and that gets the music video on the album. Make sure to check out the music video. I will link to it on the playlist on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AsianPopStop. Definitely check that out. They aren't just like great singers and rappers. They are some of the best dancers that I know of, at least in anywhere in the Asian music scene, really. That's for sure. They have some incredible dancing talent. Nothing to sneer at, that's for sure. And our next artist might not be a dancer, but she brings her own, how should I put this? She brings her own style and merits to the table. So she goes by the name So-yoon. It's stylized in a pretty funny way. It would actually be really difficult even for me to spell it out to you. Her real name is Hwang So-yoon, and she is probably best known being from the Korean indie band called, I think it's Seso Noyon? Neon? Seso Neon. Yeah, I think so. I don't know much about them. I haven't listened to much of their music. But she is from that band, and she recently started to do a lot of solo stuff. She's really got a thing for like R&B and blues and jazz, and this song is very much no exception. Actually, we'll be hearing two songs from her. One is the title track off her new album, and this song is called Holiday, and then we'll be hearing the track that follows that, which is Fantasy, but spelled F-N-T-S-Y. And that song features Jackie Y, who is a pretty well-known Korean indie rapper. And both of these songs are really great in their own way. And, you know, I actually, Holiday was the first song of hers that I did hear. And that was just by chance. I saw the music video uploaded on YouTube and decided, oh, this looks like it might be interesting. I'll click it. And then I was just kind of blown away by it. She has a really different quality to her voice compared to most of the singers that I hear coming out of the South Korean music scene, that's for sure, or even the Asian music scene in general. And it really fits the style. I think you guys are going to like this. Let's give it a listen. This is So-yoon with Holiday and Fantasy featuring Jackie Y.
Mama said, 손몸을 움직여 밖은 달콤해 봄이 지나갈 더 늦기 전에 어서 일어나 이상해 웃겨 몸
아무것도 하지 말자 이 하루를 느껴 가는 초침을 가게 내버려두자
다시 다가올 일들은 다 오르고 달리 등 뒤에 두고 다 모르는 척 하자 지금만 오늘만 내일만 모르만
이상해 웃겨 몸이 가벼워 굳다겨 고개 다바두비다이 다바두비다이 들썩이는 몸을 들썩이게 내버려
어디로 가든지
holiday I need a holiday I need a holiday I need a holiday I need a holiday We need a holiday We need a holiday We need a holiday We need a holiday
Oh, is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Oh yeah, this is hyper real. I got him down on get your tea.
That was So-Yoon with Fantasy, F-N-T-S-Y, featuring Jackie Wine. Before that, we heard Holiday, also by So-Yoon, here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow, I love the funkiness in the second song, and you don't often hear rap like that combined with that sort of sound. You know, that's, to me, that sort of thing is pretty fresh. In the title track, Holiday, though, wow. Just everything like about that song and how it progresses, you know, I feel is just really, really great. You know, it's just super solid. Our next song is a collaboration between the Korean boy band NCT Dream and the British singer, dancer, television presenter known as HRVY, real name Harvey Leigh Cantwell. I'm not exactly sure what brought this collaboration about or anything like that. I sure didn't see it coming. But it's, you know, really, I like it. I like it. It's pretty good. It's just a, you know, it's a lighthearted kind of pop song with, you know, catchy chorus and stuff like that. You know, it's not extremely unique, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of, as backwards as it sounds, it's kind of what makes it special, is that it's just a really solid sort of, you know, lighthearted type of pop song that, you know, you can listen to anywhere and at any time. So why don't we give it a listen? This is HRVY and NCT Dream, a subunit of NCT, with Don't Need Your Love.
Yeah, you and I fell in too deep. Love ain't no in between. Too little, too late for us. Oh, those dimples on your face don't work the same these days. It's clear we both had enough. Yeah, 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 you think it's my heart you're holding. You still think you're all that I need. Yeah, 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 I'm no fire and ocean. Yeah, you ain't got nothing on me. I don't need your love. If you're waiting for a comeback, hold on. I don't need your love. Your love.
Oh, 걷잡을 수 없이 우리의 시간을 이제는 끝이 나서 yeah, yeah, yeah.
기억은 더 흐려지지 널 보던 내 눈빛까지 yeah, yeah, yeah.
바람이 머물지 않듯 예, 그대로 널 지나쳐
I don't need your love
기다려도 소용없을 거야
I don't need your love
거야.
I don't need your love.
Don't say 네가 아니라도 지금 내 옆엔 기댈 데가 많아 I don't wanna jump in
If you're waiting for a comeback hold on
I don't need you 거야.
I don't need your love
That was NCT Dream and Harvey with Don't Need Your Love here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I am, of course, your host, Cynthia, and I do hope you enjoyed that song. It's very calming, wasn't it? Relaxing. I like that in a song a lot of times, you know? Something that's, you know, pleasing, but not in your face either. And that did it for me. Our next artist is a South Korean girl group that goes by the name CLC. It's an acronym for Crystal Clear. And they have been around for many years, but are only now seeming to build a real fan following. I always like to mention that their 2017 release, Cry Style, which is an extended play, was, in my opinion, the best release in South Korea of 2017. It was a complete 180 in sound and style for them, and they pulled it off incredibly well. And they've, for the most part, stuck with that style since then, which I'm glad, because I love it. You know, they are very talented, but before that album, I wasn't much of a fan of theirs. You know, I can definitely appreciate their older stuff more now, I feel like, but, you know, I feel like since Cry Style has been their best stuff. And we're about to hear their new song, Me, which is a single that, you know, still is in that kind of their new style. This is a sort of dance-sounding, well, I guess it's dance sort of with... sort of like some rap / hip-hop flavor to it, which I really like, and I think it fits them really, really well. This song we're about to hear is about feeling beautiful, regardless of what you look like on the outside, which I think is a very good message for South Korea, considering the unrealistic expectations of beauty and things that they have there, which is, you know, definitely a problem these days. But it's also a sort of feminist song as well, and that's something that South Korea could definitely use, having the largest gender gap in the developed world, which is something that I definitely want to talk about on a future show. It's not this show, though. Unfortunately, we don't have time for that. But we do have time for this song, and I think you'll like it. So here we go. This is CLC with Me.
Baby, 새로 원한 baby.
That was CLC with me here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow, I bet you didn't see that drop coming, did you? That was, well, totally unexpected by me. And I felt kind of blown away by that the first time I heard it, you know? Like, what is going on here? But I like that in a song, you know, when it hits you with something very unexpected. And I hope you like that too, you know, if you did, or if you didn't. Either way, you know, I'd like to hear about it. You can go to facebook.com/AsianPopStop and, you know, contact me through there to tell me what you think of the show or the songs or the anything, really. Happy to get your feedback. And, you know, in the case that you do like the show, why not leave a like? That would be awfully nice of you. Our next artist goes by the name of Dean, and he is probably best known for his old-school hip-hop and R&B style music. He is very much a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. Most of the time, he does music for a lot of popular Korean acts, but he also does quite a bit of his own music as well. And what we're about to hear is his new song, Howlin' 404, which I assume is a reference to the classic 404 drum machine. And this is quite a departure from his usual sound, but that's part of what makes it so interesting. This is actually a pre-release for his first American album, and apparently every song on the album is going to be sort of experimental. I think, you know, you might like this, or at the very least find it pretty darn interesting. Let's give it a listen. This is Dean with Howlin' 404.
you're frightened easily, turn off your radio now.
Rain is falling.
That was Dean with Howlin' 404 here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow. That was very interesting. I do like it. I've only listened to the track, though, twice now. So it's hard for me to give a very nuanced opinion on it, which is something that I do like to do after each song. It's kind of difficult for me in this case. Although, I'm glad to see him experimenting and being so creative with his experimenting as well. You know, there are a lot of artists whose music I love, but I would love for them to hear them experiment with other genres of music and style and even just explore a little bit more within their own genre, too. I mean, as long as Well, I mean, there's no reason not to, really, I guess. Well, obviously, in the music industry, there's a reason not to because, you know, it's about making a sound that will sell songs. But making that sort of experimental music anyway is something that a producer, of course, can do. And, you know, nowadays they can put that stuff up on YouTube or whatever. And, you know, so it doesn't really matter whether it's going to sell or not in that case, you know. But I suppose that a lot of artists are under strict agreements with their record labels, so maybe they do make all sorts of experiment with all sorts of different kinds of music or stuff, but they most of the time can't release that through any channel for anyone to hear, which is unfortunate. But what are you going to do? Am I right? Our next artist goes by the name of Lee Hi. She is a solo South Korean female singer, and she debuted way back when she was, I want to say 16 or so. She was actually a contestant and I believe the winner of a South Korean singing competition. She has a voice of a fully grown bluesy kind of singing woman, and she had that even when she debuted at 16. She's 22 now, but her voice is, you know, just as impressive and just great as ever. She had some difficulties with her original record label not allowing her to release very much music. I think she probably averaged like 2 to 3 songs per year, or maybe every 2 years or so. It was very low, very low. But she switched labels, and coincidentally she just so happened, you know, after switching labels to release something. It's definitely, you know, just a coincidence, wink wink. But this is actually quite different from the stuff she's done in the past, and I do think that you're going to like it. Her past stuff is really good, but obviously she's trying something different here, and this is a lot more dancey, and, well, there are certain other styles and tones in the music that she's never had before, and I think that you'll find this quite interesting. Also, make sure to check out the music video for this one, because it's just, it's crazy how elaborate it is. It's like movie quality, really. Just the amount of work and on the sets and things that went into it is just unbelievable. So make sure to check that out. This song also features BI from the group Icon. And you know what? Let's just give it a listen. This is Lee Hi with No One featuring BI.
I don't know.
That was Lee High with No One featuring B.I. here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow, wasn't that interesting? Especially the chorus with that sort of Middle Eastern, or is it like an Indian sound? I'm not sure exactly. But really like the sound of that. And the way that their lyrics play off of each other is pretty great, too. You know, you can hear B.I. at the end saying, Yoboseyo, Yoboseyo, which in Korean is how you say hello on the telephone. But he's, you know, asking like, hello, hello. And the reason he's doing that, if you watch the music video, he's actually on a different planet and is trying to communicate with Lee High. You know, it's just interesting how the imagery of the music video adds on to this song. Very, very interesting indeed, and quite a work of art. Our next artist goes by the name of Taeyeon. She is definitely best known as the leader of the legendary South Korean girl group Girls' Generation. One of, if not the most successful South Korean girl group of all time. And she recently had a solo release. She's been doing a lot of solo releases, actually, and this is her latest one. This is called A Train to Chuncheon, and is part of a monthly project that SM Entertainment has been doing. This really caught my ear because this is, I think, a city pop style song, and it's a genre that you very rarely hear. It's something that I've been hearing a little bit in K-pop for maybe the last 6 months or so, which is interesting because I don't hear this anywhere else. Doesn't matter what country, you know, this is a very rare sound, that's for sure. And I think you're going to like it a lot. It's kind of, city pop has sort of a urban, retro, almost jazz-like sound. And, you know, once you hear it, you'll be able to recognize it anywhere. I really like this. Let's give it a listen. This is A Train to Chuncheon by Taeyeon.